We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, wonderful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa and Telsat 10K band and Telsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia and Telsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on As Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Salera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Terra Morisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Eternet City, channel 26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Arhanul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47, Orange Cable Company's channel 65. And channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ultul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Henthi Province, channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Darangab Province, channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Mandagob City, channel 12 on Horo Cable TV. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Poti City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township in Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates more than $23.4 million to assist citizens of Myanmar or Burma. In Green News, young Libyans are honored for climate change action. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Compassion segment featuring an American nonprofit organization that assists women to become a vibrant part of the community. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 5th, is the birthday of Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. President since 2001, Her Excellency has made the environment, education, and the economy a priority during her administration. In 2007, the Go Green Philippines program was launched, focusing on recycling, replenishing, and revitalizing nature. In addition, President Macapagal Arroyo supports eco-friendly businesses through the Philippine Environment Partnership Program. Showing her commitment to education, 60,000 new teachers were hired during Her Excellency's administration. An advocate of harmonious relations among people, in 2006, President Macapagal Arroyo presented Supreme Master Chinghai with the prestigious Gusi Peace Prize. This accolade was established by the Gusi Peace Prize Foundation in the Philippines to honor individuals who have made important contributions to bettering the world. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, for your dedication to the people of the Philippines and the planet. May you have a joyous and blessed birthday.
Hawaiian News. Strong storms hit the U.S. Midwest. On Friday morning, April 2nd, powerful thunderstorms swept through the Oklahoman towns of Rush Springs and Norman, as well as the Kansas City area in the state of Missouri. What the National Weather Service stated was likely a microburst, or very sudden and forceful downdraft of air, caused one reported injury and significant and various material damage.
Winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour downed power lines and trees, leaving thousands without electricity. Roofs on numerous buildings were damaged or missing, with windows broken and vehicles overturned. Certain roads and highways blocked by debris were closed for safety. We are relieved to know of the general well-being of affected residents and wish all a swift return to their regular flow of life. Our prayers, meanwhile, for humanity's increased benevolence that will surely bring a more serene environment for all beings.
Hundreds of homes inundated in Indonesian floods. Days of incessant rains caused the Riam Kiwa River to overflow. Following evacuations when waters rose up to 15 centimeters, residents of 14 villages in Bajan District, South Kalimantan Province, began returning to their homes. In East Kalimantan province, flooding of up to 50 centimeters inundated homes and businesses, as well as forced road closures in three districts of Samarinda. Rains also resulted in the Laa River bursting its banks in central Sulawesi province, affecting tens of villages in Morowali district, with students in three elementary schools being relocated to higher grounds. As the waters recede, there have fortunately been no reports of major damage or injuries. We are thankful for the safety of the Indonesian people as we also pray for their smooth resuming of fulfilling day-to-day lives. With Allah's grace, may such extreme conditions be eased through our kinder regard for others that helps foster a stabilized ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. contributes to assist the globally displaced. The United States has pledged $200 million to support the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, and its 2010 worldwide aid efforts. The activities include assisting persons displaced by conflict in returning to their homes in Afghanistan and Burundi, as well as providing water, shelter, food, health care, and education to all those under the care of the United Nations agency worldwide. The funds will be distributed throughout Africa, Europe, East Asia, and South Asia for emergency response and other endeavors. Heaven's blessings, United States, for your kind assistance in bringing safety and care to the displaced and those returning to their homelands. May the day come soon that all coexist in peace and neighborly love.
Philippine former president visits Formosa or Taiwan. His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos, 12th President of the Philippines and Chairman of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, recently visited Kaohsiung City in southern Formosa to meet with Philippine nationals working in Formosa as part of a general effort to continue advancing the cordial relation of the Philippine and Formosan or Taiwanese people.
During his time as Philippine head of state, President Ramos was known for establishing political stability and economic prosperity, as well as protecting the vulnerable, such as the Alaxis, or Vietnamese refugees. He is also an honored recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Upon his arrival at the airport, President Ramos was warmly welcomed by over 100 representative members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association from various Formosan centers.
The Supreme Master Qinghai is very kind, and so is the International Association here in Taiwan. This is the second time we have been welcomed in this manner.
In a prior visit in February 2009, His Excellency participated in the forum for a more peaceful and safer world with video conference guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai.
We have the same cultural vision like the Supreme Master, Philippines and your association, which is a better world through empowerment of the people and protection of the environment and the equalization of opportunity, also sustainable development that will lead to sustainable growth and sustainable people and sustainable country.
During his recent stay in Formosa, former President Ramos also presented a gift, the book Teamwork for Enduring Peace and Sustainable Development, which marks the 10th anniversary of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation Incorporated. He personally signed the book as follows.
Best wishes to Supreme Master Qinghai, followers and fans, for a better world. Mabuhay, Fidel Ramos.
We are glad to know of His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos's warm and productive visit in Formosa and welcome him again to our association centers. May heaven bless the Philippines and Formosa with flourishing prosperity and friendship.
minimizing pesticide exposure from fruits and vegetables. In a report analyzing 7 years of data from the United States Department of Agriculture, the Environmental Working Group, or EWG, a U.S.-based public health advocacy organization, ranked 47 popular fruits and vegetables on a scale of 1 to 100 for the human exposure to pesticides. The analysis found that the fruits and vegetables with the highest risk, meaning that they contained on average 10 chemical substances, were peaches, apples, bell peppers, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, kale, lettuce, and carrots.
In the pesticide safe zone were avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, mangoes, asparagus, sweet peas, kiwis, cabbage, eggplant, papaya, watermelon, broccoli, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and grapefruit, with an average of 2 pesticides or less. With known harms that range from skin irritation to cancer, pesticides are best avoided altogether whenever possible. Meanwhile, being aware of which items bring the highest and lowest risk can help in staying healthy if organic produce isn't available. The report concluded that avoiding the fruits and vegetables with high pesticide residues, while consuming ones with the lowest amounts, can reduce a person's exposure to these chemicals by as much as 80%.
Our appreciation for your research and suggestions to protect public health, Environmental Working Group scientists, as we also thank the U.S. Department of Agriculture for making the data available. We look forward to organic vegan agriculture being the norm, as all co-inhabitants share tranquility and joy in their daily fare.
Another Loving Hut welcomed in Indonesia. The grand opening of Indonesia's 9th Loving Hut was recently held on the scenic island of Bali. Many happy customers came to enjoy a traditional dance performance, as well as the sampling of a festive traditional nasi tumpeng rice dish. The opening also celebrated Supreme Master Ching Hai's warm encouragement of Loving Hut International through her vision of a healthy world sustained by compassionate vegan cuisine.
Located in a shopping area in central Denpasar, the new locale's menu features over 100 selections of dishes made with mostly local organic produce. Already, university students, families, and tourists alike have become frequent visitors.
So I've been in this restaurant, in this Loving Hut, third time now. And I always like to come back because it's very good food and I like it.
Enak. Saya suka menu-menu di sini. Karena itulah saya sering datang Loving Hut.
Menikmati makanannya itu rasanya enak, bagus juga.
Not only do the plant-based Loving Hut meals cater to diners' taste buds, but also to their conscience.
Vegetarian khususnya itu sudah pasti sangat sehat dan bisa menangkal daripada penyakit-penyakit yang terkait dengan pola makan tadi, seperti penyakit jantung, penyakit tekanan darah tinggi, penyakit kencing manis, dan sebagainya.
Kalau ingin hidup sehat, karakter baik, menolong bumi, jadilah vegan.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green. Save the planet.
Hats off, Loving Hut Valley. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for supporting the diverse and wholesome vegan cuisine. With such scrumptious meals more and more readily available, surely we will soon herald a vibrant world of harmony for all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Little girl saves mom's life. Although 6-year-old Kyla Crafton of Iowa, USA was scared when her diabetic mother Lisa went unconscious, she knew not only how to dial 911, but she also described exactly what happened when she told the emergency services operator, "My mommy's having a seizure." With paramedics saying later that she might not have made it otherwise, Mother Lisa is sure that her daughter saved her life as she expressed her pride and love for Kyla's actions. We join in a big bravo, young Kyla, for your caring and courageous deed. May God bless you and your beloved mom with many more treasured moments together.
Save our planet. Stop eating fish to help the planet. In India, the animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, is urging the public to go vegan and especially stop eating fish to help animals and the planet.
Senior coordinator for the campaign, Mr. Nakun Sharma, explained the results of a year-long study confirming that the practice of bottom trawling is one of the most ecologically damaging and unsustainable ever, as it involves dragging huge, heavy nets along the seafloor, which in turn empty the waters of all life. Mr. Sharma also highlighted fish as a health risk, being a major source of mercury and other damaging chemicals.
Our sincere thanks, Mr. Sharma and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, in sharing the message of connecting our dietary choices to the health of our planet. Let us step together in choosing the vital plant-based fare to save the lives of marine and all fellow co-inhabitants.
In an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again emphasized the importance of not consuming any animal products, including fish, if we wish to sustain ourselves and the planet.
Meat production also means fishing. After billions of these underwater animals have been snatched from their homes and killed en masse, our oceans are now gravely imbalanced. Stopping meat and dairy consumption and fishing, or the animal product, is the fastest and most effective way to cool our planet and halt these dangerous changes. And now that we also understand the immeasurable benefits for the organic vegan diet, which offers not only better personal health, but literally can save the entire planet, the entire world. So please join us and become part of the trend to save our world.
Save our planet. Top Chinese government officials participate in Beijing's 26th tree planting day, including President Hu Jintao, who calls on all citizens to participate in such activities that improve the environment and help curb global warming.
Save our planet. The Mediterranean monk seal, once living abundantly on the banks of the Black Sea in Romania and Bulgaria, is now reported in the daily newspaper Romania Libera as extinct in the region due to fishing and other human activities that destroy their natural habitat.
Save our planet. According to a two-decade study by the Brooklyn Botanic Garden in New York, USA, 50 native species during the past 100 years have disappeared from metropolitan New York City, with more on the decline due to habitat loss, pollution, and climate change.
Save our planet. Ethiopia launches a project for the electric vehicle Solaris Electra, which will be produced in the country and exported to Africa and Europe at an anticipated cost of approximately $15,000.
Hi, I'm Angelo, the vegan great crested grebe, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I have a tip to share if you're hosting a party. Remember the two-hour rule, which means that the cooked and cooled foods you are serving should not sit at room temperature longer than 2 hours. This will help keep the items fresh and delicious. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates $23.4 million to assist citizens of Myanmar or Burma. The European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Department will utilize the funds to support ethnic minority groups that are living in areas adjacent to Thailand and in refugee camps in Thailand. Approximately 1.2 million people will be helped through health and food programs. Our sincere thankfulness and God bless European Union for your generosity and care. May the warm-hearted citizens of Myanmar gain much benefit from your kindness.
In green news, young Libyans are honored for earth-loving action. The Libyan Climate Change Group designated three eco-activists as international climate champions. One winner's project focused on raising awareness about plastic bags' harmful impact on the environment, as well as finding solutions to reduce their use. The three environmentalists, Muhammad Aburahim Jibril, Negdi Omar El Usta, and Muhammad Ubu Zuda, were chosen for actualizing their plans, sharing ideas with others of the best way to achieve their goals, and representing Libya. They joined 600 international climate champions in 14 countries, which have been named by the British Council. Kudos, Libyan climate change champions and those from around the world, for your dedication to conserving our planet. May green measures such as these, along with a low emissions vegan diet, be adopted by each global citizen for a long-lasting and vibrant Earth. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the Shining World Compassion segment presenting a New Way of Life Reentry Project, which assists women in Los Angeles, USA in making a new start in life. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more illuminating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. And now for our Shining World Compassion segment on an American nonprofit which has helped 400 women to adopt life-affirming habits.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. A better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
A New Way of Life Reentry Project is an American organization dedicated to assisting previously incarcerated women and their children make a smooth transition back to being well-integrated members of the community. Founded in 1998 by Ms. Susan Burton, who is also the executive director, the nonprofit operates four homes that are substance abuse-free in the Los Angeles, California area. The program has helped more than 400 women to better their lives.
A New Way of Life supports the women in creating a plan to embrace clean living without using drugs or alcohol. The residents are encouraged to attend and accompany the meetings which support this lifestyle. The program collaborates with various community-based institutions which offer education or training programs. When ready, the women are assisted in finding jobs in independent housing situations.
Approximately 75% of the women that have participated in a New Way of Life have succeeded in becoming productive members of the community. Ms. Burton has said, "I just wanted my life to count towards something good, and this was the way I could do it." Our heartfelt gratitude, Ms. Burton, and a New Way of Life for helping so many of God's children to lives of happiness and dignity. May all individuals embrace healthy habits for a flourishing future.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled, Grandmom's Visit.
Åh, vad jag är glad att se dig, sa den lilla pojken till sin mamma. Nu kommer pappa göra tricket han har lovat oss. Mamma var nyfiken. Vad är det för trick, frågade hon. Han berättade för mamma att han skulle klättra på väggarna om du kom på besök, svarade pojken.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Saving Luna, an orca love story on Animal World's Araco inhabitants. This program gave us a glimpse of a beautiful young orca whale, Luna, in British Columbia, Canada, who befriended humans with an abundance of joy and goodwill.
I cried my eyes out when I watched this movie. Sammy from Canada.
I love Luna and the show. Jeffrey from the United Kingdom.
Gentle viewers, thank you for your comments. It is truly so incredible to see Luna and how deeply he touched people. We thank Suzanne Chisholm and Michael Parfit for their amazing documentary, Saving Luna. May the loving spirit of Luna always be with us, with the luminous light of heaven to all being. For more information about the documentary Saving Luna, please visit www.mountainsidefilms.com/Saving Luna.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the Divine bless your days with wisdom and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Dr. Nikola Spirić, Prime Minister of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and his Chinese counterpart Wen Jiabao commemorate the 15th anniversary of bilateral diplomatic relations as they also pledge increased cooperation.
As part of broader support for Lebanese victims of conflict, the Kuwait Fund for Arab Economic Development donates $500,000 for improvements to an orphanage in Lebanon that will improve living conditions for its young residents.
Former teacher and 99 years young, Akasise Kofi Bwakye Yadom graduates from the Presbyterian University College in Ghana as he encourages his fellow graduates to remain in the country where their education can benefit their fellow citizens.
According to an agreement entered by France and the United States, French medical expert Dr. Laurent Lantieri will train U.S. Army surgeons to restore soldiers' facial features following injuries sustained during war.
Upon returning from a friendship tour to Cameroon, Namibia, and South Africa, China's top political advisor Jia Qinglin meets with the nation's businesses leaders, encouraging them to develop trade relations with African corporations.
Former Minister of Local Governance Issa Kari Al-Jabari is welcomed by fellow Palestinian Legislative Council members and other citizens upon his release from Israel following 14 months of detention.
A team of British and Canadian researchers identify a potential treatment for the affliction known as sleeping sickness, which could help the 60,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa who contract the disease each year.
To raise awareness and funds for those afflicted by multiple sclerosis, a charity auction in Tunis, Tunisia, brought the participation of artists, athletes, and actors, such as Tunisian soccer star Oussama Daraghi and French rap musician Diams.
Iranians commemorate the annual Persian calendar celebration of Nature Day, or Sizdar Bedar, by visiting parks and forests with family.
Following the repeal of prison sentences for journalists and the reopening of the Naimi House of the Media, Niger's transitional Prime Minister Mahamadou Danda meets with key media representatives and pledges full freedom of the press.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.